Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, still in the middle of Simen Shin Nun Ches, and we begin with Sif Yud Aleph, which can be found on the very last line of Resh Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mechaber tells us now, what are we dealing with here? A Karpaf Yosemi Beis Asayim. We have this field again that is enclosed, and it is larger than a Beis Asayim. All of these terms are familiar with us so far from the Simen on multiple occasions. And you have this field, Shehukaf, it's enclosed, Ladira, for the purposes of Dira, which would mean, since it was appropriately enclosed for living purposes, for use by the people of the house for Dira purposes, so therefore it would normally be allowed to be carried within. This is the basic thing that we've been talking about. So you have a perfectly good, large enclosed area that's Mukaf Ladira, but it's bigger than a Beis Asayim. But since it's Mukaf Ladira, you're allowed to carry within it. And here comes now the additional factors of this Sif. V'nichnesu bo mayim, water enters inside this yard. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Peidalet, umayri shahamayim kavu, the waters gather over here and are collected within the karpaf. They're not going in and out. It's not a river or some sort of a stream that's coming in on one end and going out on the other end. The Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion Os Ayin Tes tells us that this is the opinion of the Beis Meir, and he's telling us, Roch Lomar, if it in fact were a stream that's coming in on one end and then going out on the other end, then this would be Cholkin Rishus Li'atzman, this would be a separate entity, Karmelis, and it would be considered like a Karmelis. Well, also, and then you wouldn't be allowed to go and take any water from here and bring it into the area outside of the water. This is the opinion of the Chofetz Chaim. The issue footnote number 38, however, brings down from the Chazon Ish, and it's brought down in the Shona Halachos, Sheyesh Lahokel She'en Hamayim Mivat L'Nesavachitza Afilu Hem Yotzim Mitzad L'Tzad. He disagrees with this opinion and says even if the water is coming in from one end going out the other end, it would not take it away from over here being an enclosed area, and you'd be allowed to go and take water from this pool, this stream, and bring it into the surrounding yard. In any event, let's work with a simple explanation over here that we're talking about, that you have a body of water, like the Mishnah Berurah says, that has now come into your enclosed yard that's bigger than Beis Asayim. So if these waters, imru'uyim lishasiyah, if they are eligible, they're potable water, they're able to be drunk, it's good drinking water. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Pehei that we're dealing over here, Rotsoloma Lishtias Adam. They're talking about it's drinkable for a human being. However, he brings down, there are those that are more meko, v'yesh mekilim, af bishuruyim l'chvisa uchedomer. Others say that it just has to be usable water, not necessarily drinkable by a human being, but it could be, for example, usable for washing clothing or for washing dishes or things like that, uchedomer, any other purpose. So it's usable water as opposed to it's too foul-smelling or putrid to be used for anything. So again, the first opinion says it has to be drinkable by a human being. Second opinion says it has to be usable by a human being. These two opinions are further discussed in the Shaar HaTzion, in Os Pei, is the first opinion, is Mashma from Rashi, and it's brought down as well by the Or Zeruah, that it's talking about drinkable water. And the second opinion is brought down in the Sifkot and Pei Aleph in the Shaar HaTzion, where it says this is the Rashba in the Avodas HaKodesh, who writes that this is referring to Mayim Haru'uyin L'Shasiya V'L'Chavisa. It's talking about water that is able to be either drunk or used for washing purposes. This Vav over here means or, L'Shasiya or U'L'Chavisa. Ok, Tani, is the Chofetz Chaim says. And there's also Masha from the Rambam, who writes, Stam imru'uyin l'tashmish. He doesn't even use the word shasiyo chavisa. He says it's just usable. And there's also the opinion of the Masi Rokech, explaining the Rambam. However, af shalo besof nidchak mishum shalo ro divri harashba. But at the end, he says, there are those that disagree with this, and that is, in fact, the opinion of the Rashba. It's mashma l'chora in the Ritva, shalo hiskir klau shasiya elamayim zakim velo mayim achurim. It just has to be clear water and not dirty water that is not eligible to be used for anything. At the conclusion, the Chofetz Chaim writes, v'nira d'yesh l'hokil k'rashba v'siyato. One can be lenient like the Rashba's opinion over here that say that it's usable water. The whole rocks fake of the Rabbanim, because the whole thing over here is only a suffix in regards to within the Rabbanim, and therefore one can take the lenient opinion. In any event, we go back to the Mechaber now. It says, so if this water is drinkable, or let's say the water is usable, ein mevat l'nadira. It doesn't ruin over here the fact that this entire yard, including the water area, is considered mukaf l'dira. It doesn't ruin the mechitzos that are already existing over there. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Peivav, the ein l'chadira me'ula mizal. What is better than having a nice usable stream of water, either for drinking purposes or even just for usable purposes for other reasons, going through your backyard? That makes it even more mukaf l'dira, even more of a area that is pleasant for living purposes. And therefore, Ein mavatla nadira, it doesn't ruin the fact that this is considered a karpaf that's mukaf ladira. The Mechaber continues and says that this is true. Afilu hamokom shenishpashtu sham, even if the place where the water has gone to into this yard is yoser misosayim, is greater than the magic number over here of the sosayim, which under normal circumstances would not consider mukaf ladira if there was something that's not ladira there. So here, this field of water is considered usable for the dira, as we've been talking about. It's either drinkable or it's certainly usable. And therefore, va'afilu heim amukim harbi, even if they're very deep waters over here, it is permissible still to carry from this water into the yard and from the yard into the house. It's all considered one area, and it is a carryable area. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Pei Zayin that when we said it's yoser misosayim velo amrina, we don't say the bor gadol kahai, that is such a large, so to say, bor that's filled with water, ain't there a chlasos. Nobody makes such a large body of water. So that's not true. The shaper matzui, it is, in fact, quite common. The odomose berecha gedolu shamayim l'tashmisho. People like to have swimming pools. People like to have a lake over here. People like to have a large area that they can use for whatever purposes they would like to use it for. That, in fact, enhances over here the beauty of this yard. Umavur betur, the lav davka yosemi sasayim. In the Torah it says, it lav davka here talking about that it's yosemi sasayim. El afilu nismale kol achotzer. Even if the entire yard is filled with water, nami shari, one can still carry from the water over here into the remainder of the yard, that little bit that's there, or into the house. It is not a problem. It doesn't ruin the shame of being mukaf ladira. The Chofetz Chaim, the Shaar Etzion, Os Pei Dalet, says that this is the opinion of the Rosh, and it's also brought down v'kosu b'chidushei ga'onim kadmonim, from early ga'onic sources. And this is brought down in the Rosh Sefer Masi Rokech, the beginning of the Sefer called the Masi Rokech. As explaining, this is the Das of the Rambam. However, Ochein Simu, he concludes, Shadas Haravit Enokin. The Ravid disagrees over here. Eladaf Garubo Velokulo. He holds over here that it can't fill up the entire yard. It can fill up most of it, but not the entire yard. And Vitaimunira, and his reasoning is, Mishum de Ain Derech Lahafok is called a chotzu, libik vayim. If you want to make a swimming pool, if you want to make a big mikvah over there, a large pool, you still want to have some area around it that you can utilize. So if it fills up the entire area, according to this opinion over here of the Ravid, it would ruin it. However, according to the others, the Rosh and the understanding of the Gaonim and the opinion of the Rambam, it would be permissible even if the entire yard was filled with water. So this is the Mechaber's opinion over here, if in fact the water is either drinkable or usable, as we pointed out, and even if it fills up a large area and possibly even the entire area, this is considered a beautification over here of the yard of this Karpach, as the Mishnah Berurah said, Ein lecha dira me'ula mizu. There is no more beautiful area over here than having a nice stream, a nice pool in your backyard. However, the Mechaber continues, V'im einon re'uyim l'shasiyah. If, however, this water is not usable for drinking, or, as the Mishnah Berurah points out in Siv Katan Peches, Uli idoch svaradil el, according to the other opinion, says it doesn't have to be drinkable. It's even enough if it's usable. So, davko b'she'enom re'uyin lo l'shasiyah v'lo l'chvisa. According to the other opinion, it's not usable here for anything. Certainly not usable for drinking, but it's not even usable for washing purposes. Kigon shiyu achurim od. For example, if it's very putrid over here, it's very dirty water, so it's not even usable for any other purposes besides drinking. So, in this situation, then the Mechaber tells us if it's not Re'uyim at all, so then Dinam Kizroyim. Then it has the same halachic status as the Zroyim that we brought about in yesterday's Shir and the day before Shir, which says in the Mishnah Berurah, Pesukot and Peites, Mashma Miloshon Zeh, Du Mamush Kizroyim. According to this opinion over here of the Mechaber, it means we treat this water area as if it was actually a planted area with Zroyim, with seeds over here, with grains. V'lochein, therefore, Im nispashtu berubo, if the majority of the karpaf over here was in fact now with water, it would be as if the majority of the karpaf over here was filled with zroyim. And therefore, kulo osur, in this situation, we view the entire area, not just the area that has the zroyim slash water in it, all of the karpaf would be osur, kulo osur, afilu ein bohem sosayim. This would be true if the majority over here was water and or over here considered like zroyim, so then the entire area would be usher, even if it hadn't reached the size of a base of Sion. Then bimiuto, but if it's only a minority of this area, so then we have to look at how big it is. Im yesh b'hem yosem yveis osayim, if the entire area is more than a beis osayim of this minority, then kula wasa, then it asses the entire area, ukedil el b'zroim, as we explained previously in regards to the zroim, because you have a large area that is considered carryable in, but it's breached open into a greater than base assigned area that is not able to be carried in because it has Zeroyim inside of it. So therefore, this breach over here ruins the entire area. And that's what we spoke about in the previous Shurim about Zeroyim. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, V'kosu Achronim, the Achronim add on over here and say, the coals there that we're talking about over here is dafko kishein omok asor tfachim bisfaso. We're talking here about this body of water over here that is ruining it if it's not potable or at least usable water. If it's not at all usable, so then it's ruining this yard over here from being considered mukaf ladira. That's only over here in a situation where it doesn't go to a rapid depth of 10 tfachim. In other words, there's no mechitz over here, so to say, made by the hole that the water is collecting in. Or, alternately, likewise, v'gam ein mislakid asor tfachim, it doesn't reach a depth of 10 tfachim, b'so chiluch arba amos, within the distance of 4 amos. Because if it does reach such a depth, either initially, right by the place where the water starts, or within a 4 amma area, so then, if it does have these characteristics of being 10 tfachim deep right away or within 4 amos, then it's considered a separate mechitza. De'im amok asor tfachim b'sfaso. So if it does have this depth of 10 tfachim right away, or at least, so I'll call upon him, mislakit asor b'so chiluch arba amos, at least reaches a depth of 10 tfachim within just 4 amos, so then, costly hamayim atzman, then this wall over here, this hole in the ground where the water is collected in, is nasu mechitza. It in and of itself is a fully valid mechitza that differentiates between the body of the water, bein mokum hamayim, lishara chotzer, to the rest of the chotzer. And now it's no longer breached over here, but is considered two separate yards. Then also elamokom amayimatzu, and the only place you can't carry over here is in the water. But in the yard and into and from the house and to the yard and back and forth, it would be permissible to go and carry. Dishu footnote number 40 adds over here from the Chazon Ish that if your intention is to empty this water immediately, the water came in through a rain or a storm or whatever, and you want to get rid of the water, so the Chazon Ish brings down she'ein svara she'adira mispatelis machmosam, then it doesn't make any sense to say that the rest of the dira is nullified by the water because you don't want the water there and you're going to get rid of the water. And in fact, v'impinu asamayim, and certainly if you remove the water, so now you just do have the original mechitzos left that were mukaf ladira, we don't say you have to go and knock down those walls and make the mukaf ladira again. However, he does conclude that there is a tzarech ian over here to make sure that he is correct. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes this sif peites and says, ayin in the bir halacha. If you look in the bir halacha, dibra maslo dinam kizraim, he explains this sif in more detail. He says, I wrote over here in the Mishnah Berurah, dimamukim asara tfachim bisfasam, heim atzvim nasim uchitza. This concept of its initial depth is directly 10 tfachim, or it reaches 10 tfachim within just 4 amos. This is the opinion, he says, of the Magen Avraham and many other achronim. And he says, King Kosav Od in Simon Shin Nun Vav, in the name of the Ravid, as well, the Chain Mosasi L'Rashba in the Chidushim in Perakam and the Erevin, where they all say the same thing. And furthermore, the Chain Kosav Gamkin Aritva, Besugi Besvar Shnia, Beshem Rabbo, where he explains over here the second reason that he brings down in the name of his Rebbe, as opposed to the first reason, which doesn't agree with this. I, the Chofetz Chaim says, Umashikosati Bedino de Mislakit Asor Mitoch Arba, the second part of this over here that I said, if it reaches a depth of 10 tfachim within 4 amos, this is also found in the Magen Avraham and by many Achronim. However, here the Ritva disagrees. And if you go a few further lines down over here in the Bir Halacha, he says, Tzorech Lomer, you have to understand the Ritva in the following way, the Siril El Ritva, the Lo Amrinon Mislakit Asor Mitoch Arba Amos, Rak gabe tel or choritz shaholech be'em omek v'lo mayim. The only time you can use this idea of a depth over here of 10 tfachim within a 4 amma horizontal distance is only in a situation where you're dealing with a raised mound or with a hole that doesn't have water in it. Because the minkara mechitzos atvei, in this situation you can see the mechitzo, so to say, as opposed to over here, masha'en ken kishumamula b'mayim kinyanenu, in our situation where it's filled with water, it's not recognizable. And he says, delo domi lebor mole mayim, it's different halacha than a bar, a well over here that is filled with water. The Gemara says over there, the heavy rishus hayochid gomer, that is a separate rishus hayochid. That, he says, is more clearly recognizable. But ultimately, the Chofetz Chaim concludes, Betzorech Iyun Lemaisa. We have to see what the halacha is Lemaisa over here, whether we paskin like the Magen Avraham and all those that agree with him, in regards to whether we can, in fact, consider a 10 tefach depth that's reached only after going a 4 amma horizontal distance. Is that or is that not considered a kosher mechitz over here? The Ritva says no, and the Magen Avraham and all the others say yes. Finally, the Mechaber concludes over here and he says, all of this is true. In order for this to be a problem, the water can ruin the status of this being mukaf ledira. This is only in a situation where the depth of the water is at least 10 tefachim in some places. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Sadi why this is so. The pachos me'asar tefachim, because if the water doesn't reach a depth of 10 tefachim, heavy le ketit v'refesh bi'alma, then it's just like a muddy area over here. It's not halachically considered a pool of water. It's considered a muddy area. And therefore, in this situation, Shein Chok and Rishus Liatzman, this muddy area is not considered a separate entity by itself. However, we can see in Dirshu footnote number 44 that the Chazon Ish disagrees. He's mistopic, Mazeh. He's not sure if this is in fact correct. And he writes, Yitochein Shemayim Mevatlenes Tashmishi Chotzer, that water over here, even if it's less than a depth of 10 Tvachim, can still ruin the yard and we don't consider it mud. And he says, Im Einam Gevoim Gimel Tvachim, it's only if it's less than Gimel Tvachim, do we say over here that it's mud. But if it's more than Gimel Tvachim, albeit it's less than 10 Tvachim, he's concerned that this still may be considered unusable. The Ikra Dova Toli, and he says the bottom line is, can you or can you not use the area that is filled with water between 3 and 10 Tvachim? And he concludes with a Tzarich Iyun. A more detailed discussion about this can be found towards the second half of the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul, Vuhu Shiyehe Bi Omkom Asara Tvachim. With that, we conclude today's shir.